Podcast ini dibawakan kepada anda oleh Serba Dynamic.
First episode of a brand new show on Astro Awani called Going Global. It's always easy to say, Malaysian company, Malaysian entrepreneurs, go global. But how? What's the strategy? What's the global mindset? In this episode, the fourth, we're going to talk about the global mindset. I have two funky people from Serba Dynamic with me. Of course, I always introduce him as my friend from Sarawak, when actually he's way, way bigger than that. Dato' Karim, thank you so much for making time to be. Without you, there would be no Serba Dynamic. But to prove that this is not just Dato' Karim's show, we have today Saudara Roslan Osman, who is the Senior Vice President of Special Projects for Serba Dynamic. I want to start with Dato' Karim. How do we have local and global with a global mindset? Do we need to have a global mindset? What is the global mindset going?
I will say that in the organization of Serba Dynamic, the way how the employees think and the way how the management think, and also of course the way how the board think is very important. And if you look at how some country colonize other country, one of the way is they go and meet up with the local people and try all kinds of strategy and method to change their mindset so that they feel themselves very timid, they feel themselves very small, they think themselves very unable, okay. And then with that they can come in to control the respective country. So these are evidence of history that is being shown to everybody to put to the point that mindset and the thinking is very important.
So what is the Malaysian mindset in your point of view?
Well, I would say that Malaysian has progressed quite a lot. A lot of them has global thinking also because they believe that their abilities can be utilized outside of Malaysia. A lot of Bumiputras are also very successful internationally. It's just that the numbers are not being looked into in a more statistically manner. Yeah. So from that aspect, I would say that we are not really that far behind as compared to a lot of other countries.
Can I put Saudara Roslan on the spot now? Because yeah, sure. I want to ask him to tell us the truth.
I think, you know, we at Serba Dynamic, you know, we consider ourselves as a family. In everything we do, we consult each other. I think Dato' Karim being the founder and the leader of the company, you know, I look for him for direction, you know, on how to implement our strategy locally and especially overseas. And with that direction, you know, and the experience I have before this working with banks, you know, I'm able to actually put some of this strategy into what we call a proper business plan for the company. Obviously, it's not as easy as what people think, but it's a team effort at the end of the day. You know, it's not just me. It's not just Dato' Karim, it's about the team that we built around us. I think for us, we always discuss on how to put Serba ahead of the rest. In the sense that, you know, I mean, we are quite comfortable where we are at now, but the world that we are living in, especially with technology that you were mentioning just now, you know, if you don't embrace that, if you don't actually understand what it's all about, you're going to be left behind. And for us, that's not an option.
Globalization basically opened up the world market to us. And that is why we really think that globalization or going global is very important.